This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Listen through to the end of this podcast to find out why we're dishing out blueies. Shithousery of the highest order from TNT Sports with my camera position, and why I'm called the Driscoll Brothers. And find out how Chris's wife is getting on with the comments you've been leaving him. Hello and welcome to that Peter Crouch podcast with me, Peter Crouch. I've got Chris Stark with me. No Notorious. What is it, a no-show?
It's a no-show, but I have been sent a voice note.
Have you not listened to it yet?
I've not listened to it yet. It was actually sent to the lads producing the podcast this week. And I'm told that we need to listen to this. Here we go.
Boys, morning. I feel rough as old boots. I've woke up with a stinking cold. And I just don't think I'll be able to make this one today, lads. See this one out without me. I think my nose is blocked up, got the shivers, my throat feels like daishi, and I feel under the weather, so great to miss today.
Amy, it's snowing outside.
Snowing? It's not snowing, darling. Can't be snowing. No, that's Roger's beanbag, the neighbour. He's split. Must be all the white little balls. There's no chance of snowing. Right, boys, take it easy. Be safe. Be careful. Much love.
I think we've heard enough of that. What's he going on about the beanbag next door?
With
that
this,
was really odd.
It was snowing as well. He sounded rough, though.
He does sound rough, but there's something that's... I never trust these types of messages because it's the fact he's got to list all the symptoms with it as well. Listing symptoms suggests to me you know that you're not going to be believed, so you're trying to give it proof. Most footballers are terrible actors as well. Did that really sound convincing to you?
Well, I thought that was pretty good, yeah.
Oh, come on. You think he's ill?
Well, it sounded like he had a bad throat and a cold.
It would be weird in a sick note or like a fake sick, you know, note to involve your missus like that as an extra.
We got to take him for his word. I've known him a long time.
Okay, fine. There's something weird about it. So what the guys have told me is there's more voice notes. There's a few on here. And it means we can carry on doing the predictions that we would do normally on a Friday because Steve has sent them, despite him being too unwell to be here.
Okay.
Or despite him being too unwell to just, I don't know, we could have had him on Zoom. He's still managed to record them on voice note.
Yeah. Okay, so he's not that ill.
He's not that ill. Okay, so Friday podcast, as always, we pick three games and it's like a little league table between me, Crouchy and Sids. There's going to be a big forfeit for the loser of this league table. 3 points if you get the correct score, 1 point if you get win, lose or draw right, and obviously nothing if you screw it up. Big week this week as well.
Well, can I just touch on last week, please? Because the credibility of this Friday league has been brought into question.
Really?
Well, because you got 0 points, I got 0 points, and so did Sids. So I've had a little bit of heat online with people saying, what is this shambles of a league you've got? And I tend to agree with them.
It's true, because we have a discussion around each of these three games and it's meant to be really not slightly informed from my behalf, because I'm not a ex-professional footballer or a pundit for that matter.
Just a
football fan.
So Sids is getting called into question.
Disgrace.
Can I just say there were three away results though, like Luton, right? Sheffield United are struggling. Mm. Right? Luton were on fire. They're at home. They lost 3-1. Wolves, Brentford, I expect Wolves at home to win that game. And Aston Villa lost for about 3 years at home.
Well, you and Sids both went that way with the Villa game. I went 2-2.
It's not far off.
It made it so exciting towards the end because for the last 5 minutes or so, when that pressure was on, and Villa were going forward, I was thinking, God, if this goes in. I sent you a message, didn't I? I said, if this goes in, I'm going out.
I'm going full out.
I was going out. So that was the plan. So, yeah, it's the worst weekend results we've ever had on this podcast.
Well, yeah, without doubt.
Nil-pois. It was like a Eurovision score.
You've got a point deduction.
Why?
I just read it at the top there.
Why?
Because you had 2-1 for, I think it was the Man U Villa game a couple of weeks ago.
Man U West Ham.
Man U West Ham. And I bit it down as whatever it was, 2-1, I put 1-2. You like, so I got you scoring for the wrong team. So you didn't get a point for that game.
But who told you that?
Yeah, we had a tweet.
So because someone's tweeted saying I gave a different score, we've just gone with it, have we? We're now using... We're using Twitter as VAR.
No, we've listened back. You know what I mean? Obviously, they brought it to attention. It was raised by VAR, Twitter. And they've said that we need to go back and have a listen because you didn't say that. And
so has someone listened back or is this just someone on Twitter has gone and we've just nibbled?
Have you listened back, George? George has listened back and he said you've been deducted a point. So we've dragged you... Bizarrely, having the worst week of all time, we've managed to drag you back to 3 points.
So over this weekend, a cumulative score between three of us of -1.
-1. So this is what I'm saying.
I question the integrity of the Friday podcast.
Do you question the whole
I do wonder if we should just get rid of it.
Well, I've had, just funny you bring this up, I've had another complaint from someone. And they said, obviously there was a duck 11, wasn't there? And afterwards, I said, Graham Swan. And someone said, I'd like to raise this point. He's not a footballer, right? One thing. But he's also not a duck. So I was kind of wrong on two.
It's true.
2 points.
I don't think we can do themed 11s. Where for reasons they're not actually footballers anymore. They're just any pun that can be thought
any
of.
Any pun, yeah. So I think I can't remember who brought this to my attention, but they have raised a valid point there. It's not a duck or a footballer, so I don't think it should be counted.
Okay.
All right. So
I think all in all, what we should do is get the last weekend's Friday podcast removed from wherever you get your podcast from. Because it was frankly a disgrace. Do you want to just give an apology?
Listen, I'd like to apologise for last Friday's podcast. Although entertaining, it was an absolute drivel with regards to predictions. And I apologise profusely for saying Graham Swan when he was neither a duck nor a footballer.
Back stronger this week, of course, and a little bit of extra business we just need to get through because busy week this week. And actually, once again, I know we said this last time, we're recording this quite early on in the week. We're actually somewhere quite cool. We'll talk about this for like next week's podcast. But we've had to record this quite early this week and there's a big week ahead. I just want to touch on a couple of things that are happening right now as we record this. My national day, Pancake Day.
Pancake Day, yeah, today. Congratulations.
And so far, it's so lovely to see so many people observing Pancake Day.
For you. Yeah. And like, how many, when you go back later, how many are you going to bang out?
Five. Like,
bang, bang, bang.
Pancake, 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 pancake.
Yeah. All right.
What it did remind me, loads of people were tagging me in videos of where they went to Wimbledon and that and were shouting pancake. We've sort of moved on from that on the podcast.
We have moved on only because I thought it was a bit much. I mean, some people were going to some great lengths to shout pancake really loudly. It was affecting play. So if you are going to Wimbledon this year, perhaps don't do that because it was interfering.
But happy Pancake Day to you and your king, whoever's celebrating it this Pancake Day. And then, of course, tomorrow... sort of an imminent stress for me because I realised I've sorted nothing for it and I just want to have a quick discussion with us now because it won't ruin any surprises because obviously this will come out a couple of days later, Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you prepared?
I'm as prepared as I can be. You know what I mean? I've done all I can. At the end of the day, you know, I feel like I've prepared correctly. We'll see how it all pans out.
Well, that's the thing. When this podcast goes out, there will obviously be a reaction to anything that you have done if it is in the public domain. But what are your plans, or are they private?
Well, I'm actually doing Paris Saint-Germain, a Real Sociedad in the studio at Stockley Park for TNT Sports.
On Valentine's Day?
On Valentine's Day.
Do you have to negotiate this stuff, or is this?
It's one of those things.
What can you do?
Celebrate.
What's she doing then?
On
meal for one?
Potentially, yeah. Yeah.
Or do you bring her with you? Or?
I'll do a nice lunch, maybe, before.
Are you having to do the lunch, are you?
It's, you know.
I can tell, sorry, I just know because it's the day, but I'm sure this will all play out fine.
Yeah.
So this will be a complete...
It'll all be fine, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes Wednesday.
Got a card?
No, actually, I'll do that.
Too late to moon pig?
No, but I got flowers and things.
Yeah. I've sorted nothing so far.
Have you done nothing?
So if we wrap up this podcast quick enough, I can look to...
I need to just quickly touch on one thing as well before we get into the comments on Instagram that you're getting
It's unreal.
Are phenomenal. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank all the listeners really for getting in touch and just being all over Chris's Instagram with what I would describe as, what they're bigging you up, or they're giving you confidence, they're giving you so much love.
The idea of this was that if we got a few comments from people, because under pictures of me and my wife, everyone just writes, you're punching, which I am, but a few comments to maybe just balance the books a little bit for when she sees
but
the picture.
A few comments was like one but thing, but what we got...
We're over 1,000 now on the one particular picture.
I looked at how many comments regularly you get, right? It's not in the thousands, right? This one's in the thousands. And some of the things that I've heard. I've got a couple of my favourites, if you don't mind. I took a few screenshots of them. I thought you'd got Bex on the pod. Took me 10 minutes to realise it was Starkey. The drinking. My life's fell apart trying to be like Chris. I was kidding myself, thinking I could be anything like the barbecue Lothario.
The barbecue Lothario.
Why is Brad Pitt in for Starkey this week?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I was straight until I watched this. That guy is fit.
Yeah. It's a problem because I guess Valentine's Day would be a lovely time to express my love for my wife by maybe putting up a nice picture.
Yeah,
saying
please
happy
do
Valentine's
it.
Day.
Please do
but
it.
But can you imagine what would happen if I do? It's not going to happen.
Well, I think you should. How's your missus took it?
I think okay. I think she's a bit sort of weirded out by it because she doesn't listen to the podcast. Yeah. So, she's just like...
I thought she might see your comments.
Well, she's obviously seen the comments.
Yeah, so she must think, what the hell's going on?
I don't know if... Weirdly, though, I do wonder if it is, even though it's clear it's a joke, I wonder if it does at least put a question there. Just going,
I reckon it's just an element of doubt. I just think it puts you kind of at that level where you're a bit more mysterious.
Yeah. Now. Well, I can't wait for you to put up a lovely picture of you and your wife.
Wait, I don't know if I can anymore.
I really hope we're all paying attention for when that one.
All right. Do you know what? I will put one up. Why don't I do it for Valentine's Day, right?
Oh God.
And obviously, you'll hear this on Friday because we're recording slightly earlier. But if I do put a picture up, just give me a bit of help,
because it all comes from a good place, doesn't it? Like we sort of know we're punching, but.
Yeah, I think everyone knows that, but it's just it's nice for our self-esteem.
Yeah, yeah, and just a reminder, because actually I don't agree with that phrase, punching. It's just nice that people try help. If you do see that someone's punching, don't kind of hammer the issue. Go the other way with it.
It's not always
stick up for the small guy or the tall guy.
It's not always the physical attribute. You know what I mean? It's like,
no, exactly.
We're good people.
We do a great podcast, and that's clearly what keeps them with us.
We're good people.
And we're actually at the heart good people as well. Question for you, Crouchy, from David. I saw this one on Twitter. I think he messaged on Twitter. He has a TNT conspiracy. He just wants to find out if this is true or not.
It hit me.
Are they putting Peter Crouch closest to the camera on purpose?
Yeah, I've raised this. I agree with him. Who was that from?
That's David on Twitter.
I think David's right. I mean, I've been next to like Zola, who's an incredibly small man, and like they put me kind of closer to the camera, so I look even bigger, and he's further away and looks even smaller. And I'm like, well, I've actually said, I've raised it. I'm like, why don't we swap? And it's like, no, this is the angle.
They're doing it on purpose.
I think they're shithousing me, yeah, if I'm honest.
It's TNT housering.
Completely TV housering me. So there's a few. And then obviously me and Joe Cole do a lot of games together. I'm permanently next to the camera, so I'm bigger.
Yeah.
And he's not happy with it. I'm not happy with it. And we're forever getting like comments. I mean, we were called the Driscoll brothers, you know? We've been... Because we've got suits on, you know what I mean? It's like we are the Driscoll brothers, you know?
I think it's just like, why? The fact that you even challenge it and go, can we just go the other way around? Like, no. And no one's going, oh, no, there must be a reason for it.
Yeah, like, so I don't know what the... I haven't gone into depth of why not. Like, so next time I think I'm going to try and put my foot down.
Mm.
If you see me next time, I think I'll be further away from the camera if I've got any balls. If I haven't, I'll be exactly where you saw me last time.
I think this is great drama because we'll know that you've asked the question. It's just whether
or not they care.
And actually, here's the thing, right, Pete? What would happen is if you play along with what they do, but as you go live, you and Joe Cole swap over.
What
are they going to do?
Well, that's a good point. That's
it's not like they're going to go every time, like you have to tick a thing with Peter Crouch and put it on him because they'll look stupid. At the moment, they're trying to make you look stupid.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Yeah.
Like obscenely giant-like.
Yeah, it's stupid, isn't it? I had one the other day. Someone had superimposed me out of the TV. So like it was on their TV and they put my head above it. Mm. It worked well, but it's not the kind of thing I need on a Saturday morning.
No. Okay, well... Look, we'll keep an eye on that and see what happens.
Yeah, I'll let you know next game I'm on. And just touching on last weekend, obviously, we almost wrote Arsenal off a little bit last week. I still think City and Liverpool are ahead of Arsenal, but emphatic victory at West Ham, 6-0.
You were very against the idea of Arsenal winning the title.
I'm very against it. I just don't think they will. And like, you know, what does my opinion matter? I've got no points this week.
Well, unless they listen to the podcast and have responded with 6-0.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe you've spurred them on to that.
Mm. Give them a kick up the Arsenal.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, you know, I think they're a very good side. I don't see them in the same bracket personally as Liverpool or Man City. And I still stick by that. What do you make of the blue card situation?
I don't really understand it. Do you know what? I've not engaged in this discussion in the sense that I heard some people talking about it, didn't fully understand exactly what the blue card is for other than they're comparing it to sin bin kind of thing. Mm. And then I just thought, surely that's not happening and left it alone. Is there any actual substance in this?
Well, apparently there is, yeah. If it sounds like one of your ideas, you know, when you come up with these things, you go like, I think we should do this and we all laugh. It genuinely feels like that. Like,
so what would it be?
Like, so the blue card basically is like a sin bin for like 10 minutes. So if you give the referee dissent or you do one of those kind of cynical fouls where they're breaking and you pull someone back.
That's a yellow. What's a yellow then?
Exactly. So there's, you know, a yellow for tackles and things like that. But like that kind of, it's almost like a shithousery card. A bluey.
A bluey. What are you getting a bluey for?
Giving him a bluey.
What for?
I don't
understand why this is a thing.
You should have a 10-minute bluey.
I think there's something to be said that you do less yellow cards and make yellow cards a sin bin. I think that would be I just think
there's going to be more stoppages, isn't there, now? Like, if that's the case. And there's all this interpretation of, like, that's a sin bin.
I just think, do you worry everyone's pissing around with this game too much?
Exactly.
From cameras to technology to blueies, you know, before you know it, then what is another card? What, you get an extra player? It's actually quite a simple game.
It's really simple and it's being complicated and it doesn't have to be this complicated.
Let's play it out then. If you were given a bluey when you were playing...
I believe it's called a bluey, though.
No, but let's just play it out. So if you were given a bluey...
Yeah.
Right, you've put your elbow in something like that, so it wasn't done on purpose, but they've gone... Actually, I don't even know if that would be blue card worthy.
Well, if it was the wrong decision and I had to spend 10 minutes off the pitch...
Okay, over-celebrating. I imagine that's the kind of thing that could potentially be.
Could be.
But then is a blue card, would that be worse than a yellow card? I mean, surely...
blue. Well, it feels
be
a, like it is, because if you're yellow
you're going
carded,
down to 10 men for actually, 10 minutes.
There's actually no problem with getting a yellow card as long as you don't get another one, really, is there?
So that's what I mean. So I've not read into this, but does it mean then the blue card was between a yellow and a red card?
Almost, it was definitely worse, because you know if you get two blueies as well, you get a red.
It's mad.
Absolutely ridiculous.
All anyway. Right, this weekend's football.
All right, let's back Skonga, right, on this one.
Yes. Also, it's made it tighter, because you know what? That's only 3 points with me ahead of you at the moment.
But it's only one game, and I'm back.
It's one right result, level, isn't it?
One right result. And I think I can get it here.
Where are we starting?
Well, the next part of the podcast is supported by Paddy Power, and it's their big weekend fixture. And this is Manchester City versus Chelsea. So four all like last time is 200 to one. So a tenner will get you 2,010 back. Massive.
I mean, that's ludicrous, isn't it? 200 to one.
Well, it's four. It happened last time. So you having it?
But yeah, because I think in a weird kind of way, I do think there'll be goals. You expect goals in this game.
Yeah, well, both teams to score is 8 to 11. Tenner gets you £17.27.
Yeah, I think that's expected.
That's saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, the one that stands out here for me, an unlikely 0-0 draw. Mm. No goals in this game, 14 to 1. £10 gets you £150 back. To me, that suggests that's just not a...
Well, no, it's not. You'd expect there's so much firepower in these two teams. I think, obviously, Chelsea got a late victory at Palace during the week. Monday night, City as well. They look like they're back into gear. Kevin De Bruyne are back. There's definitely goals in it, but I can't see anything past City winning this.
I've gone City win. What have you? Do you want me to give my score first? I was really impressed by Chelsea getting that back in the week. There's a lot of heat around them at the moment. I'm going to go City 3, Chelsea 1.
That's my exact score.
You've gone for exactly the
same. That's what I did, but I feel like I can't go for that now.
Oh, do you want City's one just to see what he's done?
Right, boys, football predictions. Wow, what a bad week it was last week. Got some stick on socials for Sheffield United. So apologies for the Sheffield United fans. And we didn't do great, did we, lads? So we need to pick up this week. So my predictions for this week are as follow.
Okay, and here they are.
City-Chelsea, right, City are on the rampage. They're chasing the pack. They're on the towels and they're performing well. So scoring, Chelsea, what's going on there? I'm not sure. Still a few hurdles to jump there. So I'm going to go for a City 2-0 win. So Manchester City 2, Chelsea 0.
Okay, so we're all going for City wins. You can stick with 3-1?
I've moved it to 3-0.
3-0. Okay, fine. So, yeah, not the most competitive games between us all, but hoping for the right result. As you say, 3 points could be a game changer in our league.
Right, the odds are correct at the time of recording. Please gamble responsibly. On to Newcastle v Bournemouth. Newcastle had a difficult start, right, to the season. Load of injuries to key players. Does feel like they're playing a lot better now. Watching them the other night, Bruno Guimarães on fire.
They love him there, don't they?
Well, he is a great player, isn't he? Like, it's kind of, I don't know, it's like, it feels perfect for Newcastle. They've like kind of really taken to him.
Did you see his celebration thing? I saw the interview afterwards and he was saying that because he stood up just in front of the crowd but didn't quite go in, sort of just really edging it. And he's gone in front, and then I think in his head he's gone, I can't have another yellow.
Yeah, he's been on a tightrope for a while, isn't he?
Yeah, but great guy, very funny, and then the crowd seemed to love him, which makes sense.
Great finish as well.
So what are you thinking here? I'm thinking Newcastle win.
Yeah, I've gone for the same. What are you going for? Because Newcastle still have got Nick Pope. Isak's out, but Gordon may be back. I think he's been their best player this year.
Yeah, I agree. Home game as well for Newcastle. I'm going Newcastle 2, Bournemouth 1.
No, I don't think Bournemouth score. I think Newcastle win 2-0.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout. Should we see what Sidwell's saying?
Yeah. In his croaky voice.
Okay, next one.
By the way, the voice is fine now, have you noticed?
Well, it seems like he's really perked up, just loves getting his results in.
He's forgotten that he's meant to be ill.
Newcastle beat Bournemouth, Newcastle.
That, by the way, do you remember in that first voice note? I'll start again in a second. There was so much coughing.
Yeah.
And like, oh, my throat really hurts.
He's blagging it.
Not once.
Okay, next one. Newcastle beat Bournemouth, Newcastle. Of course, scoring at will. Plenty of goals. What was it? 3-2 last week. 4-4 the week before against Luton. So they're at home against Bournemouth, who are struggling a little bit, but I still see Newcastle winning this. I'm going to go for a rampant 3-1 win against Bournemouth. So Newcastle 3, Bournemouth 1.
3-1, okay. Three different scores, but ultimately good. Newcastle predictions for four of them. So judging by last weekend's performances, could be good news for Bournemouth fans.
Yeah. Let me say, you know, just touching on what Sid was saying about Sheffield United there. You know, he said there was a quote.
Yeah.
And it was on YouTube. It had the quotes underneath his face.
Yeah.
As if Sheffield United score, I'm fucked, was the quote. And I saw that posted all over social media. So
I saw it
by
brilliant.
A lot of Sheffield United fans.
I do worry about that with the fact this podcast is on YouTube and obviously with the captions, our quotes can live and haunt us for life after that.
Yeah, well, it's the perils, isn't it? It's the perils. We're flying into Nottingham Forest, West Ham. I don't know about Forest. It's a difficult one with Forest. I thought they played well the other day.
Yeah.
They were a bit unlucky.
They've had a kind of bizarre amount of draws of late as well. It's a tricky one. I find that, well, look, West Ham, let's start with them. I mean, that was a huge thumping they got from Arsenal.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
West Ham. They gave up, and that was quite sad to say. I watched the game and it was they just stopped playing, you know, and that was, I think, the reason why a lot of the West Ham fans left. I mean, by the end, it was hardly anyone there. But yeah, Arsenal just didn't let them play, kind of suffocated them. But then I thought West Ham like just went through the motions by the end. And yeah. That was quite sad to see.
Yeah, no Antonio for this match as well. He's still injured. So I don't know. Like, ordinarily, I'd be tempted to back West Ham heavily despite being away, but with this I just feel a lot more reserved. How do you come back after a 6-0 thumping like that? Like, does it spur you on, or does it make it very hard to recover?
No, I think it's the feeling you have after a loss like that, like in training, like it's a horrible place to be. You just never want that feeling again. So I do think you're not gonna put yourself in that kind of position again. I'd like to think so, but I still think they'll be suffering with a bit of lack of confidence. And Forrest, I think at the moment, like Morgan Gibbs-White, I've been saying, talking about him for years, even when he was at Wolves as a youngster. I remember playing against him pre-season and thought, he's going to be a player, him. And then obviously spent a lot of money on him, but I think really now he's like kind of, I think he's the main man there now. Like, the fans love him. Done a little bit of skill the other day where the fans were off the feet. He's got a lot of ability. And I just think Forest will be too strong for West Ham, who've got a few injuries and got thumped last time out. So Forest at home, I think they nick it 1-0.
Do you? Okay. Well, look, I'm not far off. I've gone for a 1-1 draw, which is going to be a horrible watch for me, assuming one team goes ahead, you know, and then hoping that the whole thing sort of closes up. But yeah, I sort of agree with you. I don't see a lot of goals. So watch this be 5-4. West Ham.
Well, after last week's...
This is the thing, we don't feel dissimilar to West Ham in that, which, yeah, it's on our mind.
We need to bounce back.
We do.
We feel very similar to the 6-0 thumping. The fact that we got no points between us was an absolute embarrassment.
It is embarrassing.
It certainly is
a disgrace.
All right, well, you know, good luck to everyone. Make sure you...
Oh, Sidwell. We need Sid's, Sid's predictions as well. Do you want to hear his?
Yes, please.
Here it comes.
Right, Forest versus West Ham. Wow, West Ham.
Now sounds completely fine.
He's forgot.
Jeez,
he's ill.
See that one completely. Coming 6-0 against Arsenal. What was it? 3-0 the week before against Manchester United. So they're having a tough time at the minute, the Hammers, but there's got to be a reaction. There has to be a reaction from David Moyes' team. So there are away at Forest, who are again hit and miss. You never know what you're going to get from Forest. I do see Forest scoring, but I can see West Ham winning this one. So I'm going to go Forest 1, West Ham 2. So 2-1 away win for the mighty Hammers.
Great news, because it guarantees
a point.
Points.
Yeah, so where we are at the moment in our lives, where there we've had three different results. One of us has to get it correct.
Home, away and draw.
Yeah, all right. Well, I think it's good for actually the state of the podcast, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Credibility exactly returns.
Well, we'll see. But let us know your thoughts. Obviously, we'll get the scores up on social for this weekend so that you can follow along. And I love getting the messages from people that sort of kind of buy into our predictions and seeing how they play out. There's a big forfeit at the end of this, which we haven't decided on. So I saw a great video of someone out in their wife's wedding dress.
I saw that. It was
I
at the golf.
What he was doing. Oh, that was it. He was playing
golf.
It was
golf. At the golf. And well, I actually think it's a really... Because when I saw this, I actually said to Ab, have you still got your wedding dress? She said, yeah. So
what
I don't know if
do
I'd get
that?
In it.
What does she do with that? Just kind of...
She's in a loft. In a box.
A bit like how you keep football kits, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose, you know,
But she'd be willing to let you wear it.
Well, I didn't get that far. She just, I asked her where it was and then she said upstairs and I didn't elaborate on the fact that I could be in it.
Okay, amazing. I'd love to hear these discussions.
Yeah, well, that fella, fair play to him. He was carrying a beer when he was walking around the golf in his Mrs. wedding dress. Amazing. All right then, let's get into a few messages, shall we? When I was 16, this is from Mitch in Essex. When I was 16, I got suspended from school from nicking a football from the PE cupboard to play football on the field while my maths class was going on, which personally I thought was very harsh. But me and the PE teacher hate each other and he was always out to get me. So on the day of my suspension, I thought, fuck it, I'm going to the Arsenal training ground to wait for autographs. At the time, Stuart Taylor was playing for Arsenal. I'm from Essex and I knew he was a Romford boy. After having a day of meeting my heroes, including Bergkamp, Vieira and Adams, Stuart Taylor was the last out. As he leaves the training ground, he stops, rolls down his window, signs the shirt I've been collecting the autographs on. I said to him, mate, I live in Romford. Fancy giving me a lift home? To my surprise and excitement, he said, of course, jump in. Here's me, 16-year-old kid suspended from school being taken home by a professional footballer. I couldn't believe it. We were just chatting about Arsenal the whole way home in his BMW X5. We were approaching Essex and I thought I'd try my luck. I said, do you mind dropping me off outside my school? He said, sure, no problem. So as I get out his car outside the school, my PE teacher is standing outside. I'm rubbing my hands. What a moment. I get out of the car and thank Stuart, say to my PE teacher that I'm stepping out of a Premier League footballer's BMW X5, smiling, said, yes, this is Stuart Taylor. Yes, I've had a wonderful day. Please continue to suspend me. Brilliant day and moment. And I wanted to take this opportunity to thank Stuart and would love a reunion at Crouchfest to say this in person. Please make it happen.
That's an amazing story, isn't it?
Unreal.
The idea that you're happy to take the suspension as well. Just because of the amazing day that you've had.
I remember Les Ferdinand used to give us lifts from...
In his helicopter?
No, from in his Ferrari. Yeah, silver Ferrari. Yeah, from when we were in the youth team at Tottenham. To get to Chigwell was a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to give a few... Some of the lads who lived like West London way, where he lived, he would give them a lift all the way home.
Well, keep stories coming in. Any interactions with footballers, any funny times that you've had with them that you'd like to share on the podcast, put them in an email, peter.crouch@acast.com.
Should we do this one?
Go for grass. Yeah.
All right, last one, right? Last football shirts here. This is actually a cricket shirt that's been sent in. Big fans of the pods. Like to see Chelsea's greatest ever number 9 sign a permanent deal. Obviously ill at the moment. Was listening to the fixtures episode. Had to email in when it mentioned the holding a wood pitcher. Although not football, the best I've seen live has to be South Africa and West Indies were playing cricket. And the West Indies wicketkeeper, Dinesh Ramdin, was into bat. The cameras captured him side by side by the South African wicketkeeper, Quentin de Kock, leaving an unfortunate action displayed across the back of their shirts. I've tried to attach the picture, but I'm a bit of a technology Carl, so apologies it doesn't come through. Hope your festive period is full of massive puddings. You'll be a Chumba Wumpering in 2024. That's from Grant.
So you've got De Kock and rammed in.
Yeah, right next to each other.
What they're doing. It's a holding wood situation. And it is funny when you get two players' names that work together. Mm. Happens occasionally with Arsenal when they're playing on TV with the just little letters. And then so sometimes words can happen there as well.
Certainly can, yeah. Keep your eyes peeled.
And again, it's just another example because that cameraman knows what he's doing there. It's TV housery like we were discussing earlier with you.
I think, you know, if he's away doing test cricket for as long as he is, you know, he's got to entertain himself. You know, sometimes not always great games, are they? Mm. And he's just picked up on that and he's zoomed right in on it.
But let us know anything you see. Get us on the socials. It's loads of funny stuff that we're getting sent through on socials at the moment. So if you're not following us yet, get us on all the channels there. And obviously, if you're just listening to this, make sure you check out the YouTube as well. I'm baffled how many people now watch this podcast. Mm. We get so many screen grabs from people who are watching this.
A lot of stuff going on, yeah. And thanks for all the messages.
Times have changed, Peter.
They certainly have. I don't know how any of it works. I don't even know how this goes out, but thankfully these lot do. Yeah. All right, great podcast. And thanks for all your messages about the Kaiser one last week.
Yeah, the Kaiser was great. So next Wednesday's podcast, you should be very, very excited.
Yeah, it's exciting again.
Because you might notice, if you are watching this, that we are somewhere a little bit different. We can't say who it's with yet. I'm sure some people might be able to guess or find some sort of clue around here.
Mm.
You know, there's some right nerds that watch this that seem to be able to figure everything out. Does involve you and your driving.
It does.
Which is just a good enough tease, I think.
It certainly is. Right, stay tuned for that one. Chumbawamba. Right, we've had a massive push on subscribers this year. We're up to over 100,000, but we want more, and that's down to you. So if you haven't hit subscribe yet, but you still like this podcast, hit now, otherwise you're a Carl.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode is brought to you by aloadofpricks.net. We are the experts in selling houses. Chris couldn't sell his house. What did you do, Chris?
I couldn't sell my house for love nor money, Crouchy. 3 different offers I had, all at the last minute, fell through. I turned around to my wife and said, "What can we do to sell this house? Every estate agent is failing us." Then I told her, "Let's go to aloadofpricks.net."
But Chris, what did a load of pricks do for you?
They were brilliant, Crouchy. They sold my house right away. The sign had barely gone up when a well-dressed gentleman came along and offered me twice the asking price.
Chris, would you use a load of pricks again?
I'd use them every time, Crouchy.
Go to loadofpricks.net. They will sell your house like no other. Load of pricks, loadofpricks.net.